And today we are talking about spiritual community because that was a big thing that came up during our Day of Discovery last month. Community and sense of belonging and the friendships and relationships that are created here. So I wanted to spend some time, especially with our new members coming in during the second service, to talk about spiritual community. You know, there's almost 7 billion people on this planet, and every single one of us is absolutely amazing to God. Have you ever thought about that? You know, we each have the power of wholeness within us. Every single one of us has this wonderful power to let our light shine. We sang about that. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We have the power to let our light shine so that it can wake up everyone around us. I mean, how awesome is that? You know, and our job is to lift ourselves up and to lift each other up as well, to know our wholeness and divinity and to see that wholeness and divinity within every single person. I mean, how much more energizing is it to lift each other up with praise and with love than to knock each other down with criticism or put-downs or gossip or unkind thoughts? And so my question to you is, what kind of spiritual community do you want to belong to? You know, what kind of community is it that you long to have here? So often I hear comments like, you know, when I walked through those doors, I felt like I was coming home, you know, and being here at Unity of Bellevue, I feel like I've come home at last. You know, I hear other comments about, I didn't know that there was a group of people who thought like me. Did any of those thoughts ever run through your mind? You know, here we are, spiritual community. We talked a lot about that during the Day of Discovery, and we heard the wonderful reasons why each one of us love and value this spiritual community. Just listen to a couple of the things that we heard that Sunday a month ago. Intimate, warm, home. Love was felt when I walked in the door. Acceptance, respect, non-judgmental. I like this one. A should-free life. That night, a should-free life. The people, community. People are open and friendly. Close personal relationships. Like-minded people. A feeling of family. I can be me. Isn't that wonderful? I love that, those comments that we heard. And isn't it wonderful to know that you are part of a spiritual community that believes in your wholeness and not your brokenness? You know, that focuses on your magnificence and not those little faults that we all have. You know, that loves you just the way you are. We don't try to make you different or think differently. And we honor here, this church, Unity of Bellevue, honors you for what you have to bring to this community. And so, why do we want to be a part of a spiritual community? You know, why be a part of a spiritual community such as Unity of Bellevue? Why even go to church? I know a minister probably shouldn't be asking that question. But why go to church? You know, we sometimes think that we have to go to church in order to get close to God or to experience God. But I'm going to tell you, you don't have to go to church and you don't have to go to any sacred place in order to get close to God. There is nowhere in this entire world right now where you can be any closer to God than you are right here. Right here and right now. You'll never get closer to God. Now, you may experience a greater presence of God. You may experience your oneness with God in a deeper way. But right here, you will never get closer to God than you are right here and right now. And no one can experience God for you. You know, even your minister. I can't do it for you. I can help and guide you, but you have to experience God for yourself. It's an awakening of consciousness, and only you can do that, and it can happen any day of the week. God doesn't have anything more for you on Sunday than God doesn't have for you on Friday, Tuesday, or Monday. So why go to church? There is a reason. And Eric Butterworth writes about it in his wonderful book, The Universe is Calling. Eric Butterworth is a Unity minister. He's deceased now. But he preached at Lincoln Center in New York City, had a huge radio ministry. And even Oprah freely spoke about the fact that one of the books that changed her life was Eric Butterworth's Discover the Power Within You. I love that she talked about that openly and freely on her TV show. But one of my favorite books by Eric Butterworth, my favorite Eric Butterworth book is The Universe's Calling. And in it, he talks about this phenomenon that when people of like mind gather together for a specific goal or purpose, he said that something emerges. And what emerges is a group soul or a group consciousness. Jesus said it like this. He said, when two of you get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it, my Father goes into action. And when two or three of you are together because of me, you can be sure that I'll be there. You can be sure that I'll be there. Now, this has been mistakenly interpreted to mean that Jesus, the person, will be on the scene. But in unity, we know that when Jesus spoke, he spoke from the Christ consciousness. And what that means is, what he's saying here is, when two or three are gathered in the awareness of the Christ, in the awareness of love, then the Christ consciousness of love and wholeness is present. And what I know is that there's something spectacular that happens when people of like mind get together for a common goal. When we're thinking about God and singing about God and beaming each other up in love, something happens. And it doesn't happen when you're alone. Eric Butterworth, in Universe's Calling, he writes, "The great power of a church congregation or a small prayer group is not, in the music. And it's not in the sermons of the service or in the words exchanged by the group, but rather in the mystical process I call the power of the swarm." Did you love that? The power of the swarm. "And when a group, large or small, comes together in a commitment of spiritual union or communion, common union, that group becomes a group soul. A consciousness to which each person gives and from which each person receives. This soul has its needs, and at the same time it contains the answers to its needs, which includes all the needs of the people involved." Wow! Isn't that amazing? That this group soul that's created when like-minded people come together for a common purpose, It has all the answers to its needs. And that's why I very often after service hear things like, "That talk was just for me. How did you know what I needed to hear here? You know, how did you know what I needed to hear?" You know, and I'm sure some of you may have said that or thought that. You know, she's talking just to me. Well, that's the group soul at work. When I prepare for a lesson, a talk, I spend a lot of time in prayer. I deeply listen, and then I let it flow, and it comes out of the group soul. You know, and when you're not here, please know that your presence is missed. It's not the same. The group soul is different. It has to rearrange itself. That's why no two Sundays feel exactly the same, because there's a different gathering of people, and there's a different group soul that's created. It's got to rearrange itself. But know that your presence is missed and something's different. And I love this idea of the power of the swarm. Isn't that great? I mean, you can just imagine a swarm of bees or a school of fish or a flock of birds. You know, the individual bee, fish, or bird, Eric says, in some mysterious way becomes locked into the whole body. A transcendent force seems to take over, controlling and guiding the whole body. You know, we've all seen that phenomenon of a flock of birds that is flying along, all of a sudden make an abrupt change in flight all at once, without one bird seeming to be the point or the leader bird. You know, the same thing happens in congregations like Unity of Bellevue. A group soul is created to which each of us gives, so you are important to this community, and from which each person receives. That's why we go out of here feeling so much better than when we came in, because that group soul is at work. And so all the opportunities we get to join in community, you know, comes out of this group soul. That's why you love the spiritual connection group so much during our fall program. So many of you were involved in those groups of 10 to 12 small groups meeting in homes. You know, during that 8 weeks of our fall program, we'll be doing it again this year. You'll have an opportunity to join another group. But the groups take on, those little groups, take on a group soul of their own. And when the group starts to swarm, and that's what it does, it begins to swarm, it has a life of its own. And not only do we get together in small groups to study the spiritual principles, which is wonderful, and to get to know each other, but even more importantly, we gather in these small groups to pray with each other, to support each other, and to lift each other up, and to see the highest and best for each other. When two or more are gathered in the presence of the Christ, there's this awareness, there's this wonderful synergy that occurs, that when we gather together with a common purpose. You can see it in the choir. They're a small group. You know, we can see it with our prayer chaplains. We become a very close group, and we begin to swarm together. You know, the ushers, the greeters, hospitality, the youth ministry, outreach, all of our ministries. Each group has its own little group soul and begins to have wonderful things happen when they begin to swarm together. It's what happens at our World Day of Prayer during our prayer vigil in September, the second Thursday in September, when we celebrate the annual Day of Prayer with Silent Unity and have our prayer vigil. Something happens when we get together and swarm. And so the opportunities to swarm that are provided to you here at Unity of Bellevue are opportunities for each of you to experience spiritual community. That's what it's all about. That's why they're created. These help us to feel community, to help us feel that we belong, which is such a necessary, you know, it's what the world longs for today. You know, we've heard that from you at our Day of Discovery last month. That community, spiritual community, a sense of belonging, and being together with like-minded people are very, very important to all of us. And we've become a very high-tech world, when what we really want to be is high touch. High touch. We want to have our lives touched, and we want to touch each other's lives in a very deep and a very profound way. It's what we long for, spiritual community. And so the story I'd like to end with today is one of my favorites. It's called, Do We Have As Much Sense as a Goose? Now, you might see geese migrating in the spring or fall, flying in their classic, you know, V formation. And you might be interested in knowing what scientists have learned about why they fly that way. There's a reason. As each bird flaps its wings, it creates an updraft for the bird immediately behind. And by flying in a V formation, the whole flock adds more than 70% greater flying range than if each bird flew on its own. Isn't that amazing? And so the basic goose truth, number one, is people who share a common direction and a sense of community can get where they're going quicker and easier because they are traveling on the thrust of one another. That's why we love spiritual community. We're here sharing a common direction. We have this sense of spiritual community, and we can get where we want to go quicker and easier because we've got everybody else that we're going with. We help each other. Second, whenever a goose falls out of formation, it feels the drag of trying to go it alone and quickly rejoins the formation to take advantage of the lifting power of the bird in front of it. So here's basic goose truth number two. If we have as much sense as a goose, we will stay in formation with those who are headed in the same direction we are going. So together we can do more things together than we can do by ourselves. Stay in formation. Keep come into this spiritual community. Get involved. And you'll be lifted up on the wings of other people. Third is that when a lead goose gets tired, it rotates back and another goose flies point. I thought this was fascinating. The good of the flock is of primary importance. And that leads to basic goose truth number three. It pays to take turns doing the hard jobs with people or with migrating geese. Everyone benefits as a result. So not one person or one small group should be carrying the weight of everyone. We all need to do our part in making this community vital. And so we share turns. We take turns doing the hard jobs, and everyone wins. Fourth, and I love this one, the geese honk from behind to encourage those up front to keep up their speed. You ever wonder why they're honking away? Well, they're saying, come on, you can do it, keep going, come on. They're encouraging each other. And so our basic goose truth number four is we need to encourage our leadership. And it honk, honk, thank you. And at the same time, let us be careful what we say when we honk from behind. Make sure it's positive, uplifting, and affirmative. And then finally, when a goose gets sick, I think this is interesting. When a goose gets sick or is wounded and falls out of formation, two geese fall out with it and follow it down to help and protect it. They stay with the sick goose until it either gets better or dies. And then they launch out again on their own or with another formation to catch up with their group. So this leads us to our final basic goose truth, number five. If we have the sense of a goose, we will stand by each other like that. That we'll be there for each other. Through the highs, through the lows, through the ups and the downs, we'll be there for one another. So my invitation to you is take the time to join the swarm here at Unity of Bellevue. Be part of creating this powerful group soul, of this spiritual community. Take part in making sure that happens. And come home at last. And remember, keep honking. God bless you.